Us.
Oh, shut up. You're all going to purgatory. You're stuck with me, you know. Anyway, so today we focus on the gospel, year B in John's gospel. It begins with the Greeks. And the Greeks come and they ask the disciples of Jesus a question. What is the question? Sir, we would like to see Jesus. Thank you for paying attention. Sir, we would like to see Jesus. And they asked the disciples that. Huh? Now again, that is the question of everybody that they ask you and me. Sir or ma'am, we would like to see Jesus. That's the key. You see, what happens with so often is we just go through the motions of being Catholics or Christians, whatever. But to be a Christian, by definition, as I said a billion times throughout these years, is to be another Christ. So again, our job is to bring and to show people Jesus Christ. To die so much that he increases, I decrease, and when people look at me and they look at you, they just get to know Jesus Christ, huh? When we was at this mission this past week, you know, we had 1,500 people every night, even the night of the Passion. Every night there is standing room, and they're standing around, and I says, you know, if you came here just to get to know Father Larry Richards, ask my parishioners, that'll just get you to hell. The reality is, you got to come to know Jesus Christ. You got to come to know the truth, because that's all that matters. And my job is to reveal to you and share with you the truth of the gospel, not the truth of Father Larry Richards. Now, hopefully, when I share the truth of Father Larry Richards, it's a reflection of the gospel. Huh? And so with us, it must be a reflection, our lives must be this reflection of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But the only way we do that is to get out of the way and let people see him. Now, that's the question. How do we show them, though, Jesus Christ and not ourselves? Well, it's pretty simple. The second reading today, which you did not hear, but the second reading from year B, talks about what Jesus did. And it says, he offered prayers and supplications. Jesus, who is God, was recorded many, many, many times that he went and spent the night in prayer. He went before he raised Lazarus from the dead, if we'd hear it literally. He went and he prayed. He talked to his Father. And so the reality is to know Jesus Christ and to show people Jesus Christ, the first thing we got to show them is that we are people of prayer. It's very simple. We got to be able to show people that they're people of prayer. Again, that we're people of prayer. Again, in Virginia Beach, there was, in this church there, St. Gregory the Great, they have over 13,000 people, individuals, on their rolls. 4,500 families. Humongous parish, huh? And so, but though they have that many people, guess what they don't have? Perpetual adoration. So, I can't put up with that. So I got up and I said, listen, are you kidding me? How could you not have perpetual adoration? You know, the priests always love me when I come in and do these things. But I said to them, if you are in love with Jesus, don't you want to be with Jesus? And if you want to be with him, isn't that the way you prove it? See, again, we could all sit there and play these games with people and say, oh, I love Jesus, I love Jesus. Well, that's nice. I don't buy it unless you prove it. And you prove that you love Jesus by what? Spending time with him. You can't sit there and tell me you love your wife and you never talk to your wife except for 45 minutes a week. I'm saying you're a liar. Yep, that's what I'm saying. Father, that's not nice. I really don't care. If you love Jesus Christ, you spend time with them. That's what prayer is. So can you prove and can you and I show people that we are in love with Jesus because we spend time with him? Can people see that? Now, some people sit there and say, well, I don't want people to see it. Well, Jesus let people see it, didn't he? He went and he left them to go pray. He was a person that people knew he was praying. And so again, people must know we are praying. It's a good thing. Now, for some of you, you have a lot of kids here. There's more of the lots of kids in our last Mass. But anyway, again, like a couple of years ago when I was with the priest who sat there and talked about his mother. And his mother had four boys, could you imagine? And she'd wake up at 2:00 in the morning every night and spend a holy hour with God in front of the icon of the Blessed Mother. Every night she would do that because she wanted to make sure. And what an example she was to her children who saw her was a woman of God and knew that she did that. So, do your children see that you're a man or a woman of prayer? Does your husband or wife see that you're a man or a woman of prayer? Do your parents see that you're a child of prayer? Do your co-workers see that you're a person of prayer? When you go to eat out at dinner or whatever, do they see you bow your head and communicate with the God of the universe? Are you still showing people that you're a follower of God and you're not ashamed of Him because they see you praying? First thing. The apostles saw Jesus praying, so must you and I, people must see us praying. Second thing that happens is Jesus, in the gospel today, we hear the reading of, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a grain of wheat. Now, when we started our tech retreat program about 12 years ago now, again, that's the whole day. The first day of our retreats, Friday, it's called Die Day. And this gospel is what leads us through the day. And I sit there, and the point of it is, listen, the only way to experience the resurrection is to die. So I'll be doing one in a couple of weeks here. I'll sit there and say, listen, my job here this weekend is to kill you. Are you excited? And the people on Friday are like, oh, he's really a weird priest. And I get that a lot, you know. But anyway, but my job is to kill you. It's so you will die with Jesus. There's no way to experience Christ's resurrection unless you experience His crucifixion with Him. That means, to be very simple about it, that we lay down our life every day. And people see that we're laying down our life. And the way we do that is, first of all, we're people of generosity. You know, to me, one of the surest signs of a follower of Jesus Christ is a person of generosity. Not just generosity with their money, though that's part of it. Money should be the easiest thing we're generous with, but also generous with our time, generous with our energy. We're generous with God, we're generous with others. And again, the way we make that real is for you and I, every day before we go to bed, to do that examination which I talked about before. Do you and I, every day before we go to bed, examine our lives and think, did I commit one unselfish act today? Just one. Did I commit one unselfish act today? That means that I laid down my life for somebody else, not in regard to what happened to me. Did I lay down my life? And if the answer is no, then I wasted my day on myself. I didn't show Jesus to anybody. I only showed me to people, because the whole thing today is I lived for me. I didn't do one unselfish act for my wife, for my husband, for my children, for my coworkers, for the people on the street, for the poor. I lived only today for me. So, the second way we show people Jesus is by a life of sacrifice, generosity, giving away our life every day. The third way we show people Jesus, not ourselves, is that Jesus, like He says, now is the time for my Father to be glorified, and I am to be glorified. And He says in the gospel today, He says, what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, this was the reason I was created, not created. This is the reason I came, He says. Huh? And so we must be people, if they're going to show people Christ, we must be people that only have one goal in life, to do the will of the Father. So that means I exist to do God's will, not mine, not anybody else's. I exist to do the will of God the Father. Is that why you and I exist? Is that our vision? Is that our goal? That I want to do what God does, what God wants me to do. So when I stand before Him in judgment, I hear, well done, good and faithful servant. You did as I commanded. You didn't do as you wanted. You did as I commanded. See, that's what's got to happen. The purpose of it all, of course, when we're persons of prayer, when we're persons of self-sacrifice and generosity, when we're persons that only live to do the will of the Father, we're then transformed into who? Jesus Christ. So now we're showing Jesus to the world. And ultimately, that's what matters. Sir, ma'am, we would like to see Jesus. Do we show people Jesus, or do we show them ourselves? May you know His love today and forever. Amen.